Lazarus, the poor man in our gospel tonight, was hungry and homeless and in poor health. In other words, he could have been anyone living on the streets of modern America, invisible to the vast majority of us. In America today, 37 million people deal with hunger on a daily basis, and 11 million of them are children. 27.5 million are without health coverage. That's 8.5% of the population, a figure that keeps going up every year. Over 500,000 people are officially homeless. There are probably many more. And most of these people are unseen and unknown and invisible to us. Just as Lazarus was invisible to the rich man in our gospel. In all of the parables of Jesus, and there are so many of them, this is the only one where a person actually is given a name. It is so unlike the world in which we live. Because we know the names of the rich and the famous and the powerful, but the poor are invisible and anonymous. In the parable of Jesus, though, it is the rich man who has no name. The poor man's name is Lazarus, which means the one God helps. You see, God sees the unseen, and he holds the unimportant as treasures. As we will sing at communion time tonight, God hears the cry of the poor. Now, as we go through this story, we can't assume that the rich man was a bad person simply because he had money. We don't know that he was an inside trader and got his money from making underhanded investments while ordinary people lost theirs, or that he owned sweatshops and paid his employees less than a living wage while he got rich, or that he was a politician who accepted bribes. Jesus doesn't say any of that. All we do know is that the rich man ignored his poor, hungry, and sick neighbor. And it is a matter of ignoring him, because he knows his neighbor by name. He sees him, and he has to literally step over him every day to get into his house. Jesus says that Lazarus would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table, like dogs begging from his master's table. But the rich man treats his dogs better than Lazarus. And the dogs pay more attention to Lazarus than what the rich man does. The rich man simply chooses to do nothing about Lazarus. The rich man's sin was his lack of awareness of the poor man right at his door. If we as Christians are to care for others as our brothers and sisters, then we can't choose to ignore certain ones. We must do our best to see their needs and share what we have, even if it means that we can no longer dine sumptuously or dress in the finest clothes or drive the fastest cars. In death, the roles of Lazarus and the rich man are totally reversed. Lazarus rests comfortably in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man doesn't even make it to paradise. As I mentioned last week, we don't get to heaven without a letter of reference from the poor. What we do here on this earth is simply practicing for heaven or hell. All of the parishes in the Archdiocese of Dubuque have been asked to make some comments about a new financial appeal for the Archdiocese this weekend. The message of Jesus in today's gospel is that the rich man was not condemned for being rich, but because he refused to share with the poor. The gospel reflects the biblical teaching on stewardship, which begins with the fact that we don't own anything, that everything is on loan from God. God entrusts us with time and talents and treasure to manage according to God's good pleasure, which is first of all to provide for ourselves and our loved ones. But it is also God's pleasure that we share what we have in support of the church's mission and to provide for the poor. Each of us has to decide how much of our time, talents, and treasures isn't ours to use or to store up for ourselves, but which God intends for us to share. And when we give, it is important that we give cheerfully, not compelled by threat or enticed by reward. And Jesus promises those who share will receive back in proportion to what they give. The measure you use will be measured back to you by God. The special appeal, which is being called Archdiocese One, is a way to help the poor and to support the mission of the church. In the course of this special appeal, which will take 2 years to complete throughout the entire archdiocese, each Catholic household will be invited to help secure the future for mission-related needs. Throughout the diocese, we will be asked to raise almost $48 million for four different causes. First of all, priest retirement. I know what that's about. For the education of our seminarians. Remember all those young priests who covered for me earlier in the summer? Their education keeps going up. For the repair of the Cathedral of St. Raphael in Dubuque, and for immigration legal services, identified as the greatest need for the poorest of the poor in our midst. But the Archbishop is also hoping for spiritual benefits as well, to strengthen unity throughout the Archdiocese, to deepen the practice of stewardship as a way of life, and to heal the church with the medicine of charity. Much more information will be coming forward in the next weeks and months during the course of this 2-year campaign. In the meantime, in each of the pews, there is a little purple card. We ask each household to please take one with you, and there's a website listed on the back, and we invite you to go to that website and watch the video that is posted there.